check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the 24/7 Sports College Basketball Show. I'm your host, Tani Levitt, and this week is commitment week. We have a pair of five stars who have yet to commit in the 2020 class, who are going to round out and finalize the class of 2020. Today, we have Moussa Cisse, just made his announcement on 247sports.com. You'll hear that in 1 second. And then tomorrow, we've got Jonathan Kuminga, five-star prospect at the top of the 2021 rankings, who everybody is expecting to reclassify into 2020. So today we're going to have an episode about Moussa Cisse's commitment, and tomorrow you'll hear from us again when Jonathan Kuminga makes his college announcement. So before we get the breakdown, let's hear from Moussa himself to find out where he's going to college.
Bringing in Moussa Cisse, top 10 prospect in 2020 for his college announcement. Moussa, you have cut your list down to Georgia, Florida State, Kentucky, Georgetown, LSU, and Memphis.
For this COVID-19, it wasn't real easy. It was making my decision harder because I didn't really get to go to visit and anything. Like, I would love to thank all the great coaches that offered me and believed in me. So that for that, I will be announcing, I will be attending to go to University of Memphis. I will be playing for Coach Penny Hardaway.
So you heard it here on 247sports.com. Moussa Cisse will be joining the Memphis Tigers for the 2020-2021 season. Really tremendous news for Penny Hardaway and the Memphis Tigers. And with this information newly in hand, I just called up Brooks Hansen from Go Tigers 24/7, our Memphis site, to talk about what this means for the Tigers in this upcoming season and maybe the one after, to talk about what their rotation is going to look like and his surprisingly high expectations for this upcoming Memphis season, and what this all means for the broader Penny Hardaway project. James Wiseman, Precious Achiuwa, no longer with the Tigers, they're off to the pros, and it looks like Moussa Cisse is going to step in and fill that role as potentially the face of Memphis basketball for the next year or two. So we're going to take a quick break, and then on the other side, you'll hear me talking with Brooks Hansen about Moussa Cisse's commitment to the Memphis Tigers.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, joining us now, 24/7 Sports College Basketball Show, Brooks Hansen, the founder of Go Tigers 24/7. And Brooks, last week, you and I had an interesting scare. You were preparing for a potential Moussa Cisse commitment, and you had drafted something. It appeared somewhere we weren't supposed to. And you said to me, when we took it down, you said, "You know, I don't even know if this is going to happen." And now here we are. Moussa Cisse is a Memphis Tiger. How surprised are you that this went down the way it did?
I'm not shocked, but, you know, the idea that this has been a done deal to any one school, including Memphis, up to this moment is laughable. This was a back and forth. And, you know, the idea that it was an LSU lock at one point was not true, according to people I spoke to. And the idea that it was a Memphis lock even last week was not true. You know, this went down to the very end. And schools like even FSU were involved and calling. And, you know, according to people close to Moussa, were deeply involved and connected with his recruitment up until the last minute. So not a shock, but it's definitely a pleasant surprise for the University of Memphis basketball program.
Yeah, so let's hop into this guy. Moussa Cisse is a 6'10 center, weighs 220 pounds, so no slight build issues. He's the number 9 prospect in the 24/7 Sports composite. in the class of 2020. Jerry Meyer says he plays with energy and a chip on his shoulder. He's a mobile athlete, chased down the ball, tremendous rebounder and defender, a little underdeveloped, let's say, on the offensive end. You know, one thing that stood out to me in looking through his stats, 8 blocks per game on the high school level. I know that's not AAU, but them just silly numbers. So I'm curious, how do you expect Coach Hardaway to involve him into the mix next year?
Well, I think, first of all, you'll see on the offensive end that they'll do similar things to what they did with Precious Achiuwa. That was a lot of the knock on Precious coming in, was that he was, quote, undeveloped. He was not skilled, wasn't a great shooter. And you see Precious Achiuwa ended up like taking the American Athletic Conference by storm, almost averaging a double-double last year. So what they did with Precious is eventually throughout the season, you saw this develop where they put Precious Achiuwa in positions where it was screen, roll, and dunk, finish at the rim. And Musa Cisse has that same ability. He's an extremely mobile athlete. He has tremendous lateral quickness, ability to read screens, you know, and then he gets up and down in transition. So you just simply say to Musa Cisse, screen, roll, run in transition, and you rebound and get putbacks. That's his offensive contribution to this team next season. Defensively, you just let him go do his thing because he is that elite of a shot blocker. He averaged almost 9 blocks a game for a reason in high school. I've only seen one other gifted shot blocker like him in the past 13 years of doing this, and that's Nerlens Noel. And so he's on that level in terms of just freakish ability to read the ball, have help side ready, have second, third jump. He's just that good.
So if you were a sports book and you were setting the over-under on blocks per game next year, where would you set it for Musa Cisse?
3.5. I think that's a fair number.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's so
I think he'll either lead the nation in shot blocks per game or be right up there. I think he'll be top 5.
Hmm. Well, that is exciting. But switching back to the offensive end for a second, you know, after Lester Quinones, DJ Jeffries, I think it's safe to say that points are hard to come by. I was looking at Torvik yesterday, and he has y'all projected for like 25th best defense in the nation and like 150th on offense. And if I had told you before this commitment, you know, you could get one prospect, would this necessarily have been the build you'd have chosen for this specific team?
Yeah, I mean, I think Memphis has a definite need in the post, and Musa Cisse fills that need in a dramatic way. But I do think that Memphis's overall roster still lacks that playmaking guard that can go out and create his own shot. And that's why you see some of the offensive numbers that you saw from last season. However, you look at Memphis's offense from last year, you take out turnovers within the first 5 seconds. So turnovers where they're pushing the ball in transition and making dumb passes, throwing it away. You take that away, and Memphis is actually top 25 in offensive efficiency. And that's pretty dang impressive given that they had so many young guys, freshmen and sophomores, on the floor for so many minutes. I mean, Lester Quinones averaged 31 minutes a game, and he's a freshman. Boogie Ellis was 20-plus freshman. DJ Jeffries was a freshman. Malcolm Dandridge was a freshman. So you have so many young guys, and they're prone to turnovers. So my expectation is those guys get better, the turnovers go down, offensive efficiency goes up.
Mm-hmm. And so your colleague Christian Fowler has been working through a series, top 5 most important players for Memphis for this upcoming season. Where would you slot Musa among those 5 guys?
I think you put him right into the number 2 slot, my wow. opinion. I think he's that important for Memphis on the defensive end. You look at Memphis last year, they had the number 1 overall effective 2-point defensive rating last year. 2-point percentage defensive efficiency. And Musa Cisse immediately fills the gap left by Precious Achiuwa on the defensive end, plus some. So it allows Hardaway and his staff to be aggressive from a defensive perspective yet again, because really you're not missing much other than Precious from a defensive perspective from last year's team. So you actually improve defensively, and he gives you, you know, something on offense. And then you bring back guys that are improving from their freshman year. I think he's that important. But DJ Jeffries, I think Christian hit it right on the head. DJ Jeffries is Memphis's most skilled player. He's the most offensive-minded player that can really fill the shoes of Precious's points per game that they're missing next year.
Honestly, I'm a little surprised that you have Musa ahead of Lester. But I think that's something that could easily flip-flop back and forth over the course of the season. Both of them absolutely expected to be significant contributors. So zooming out for a second and thinking about this commitment in the context of the broader Penny Hardaway project, I'm curious how you see this fitting in. I think, at least from the outside, I'm not a Memphis guy, but I've been following this project closely. And I think the understanding from the outside was that last year was supposed to be this big seminal year. Those were the guys he coached when he was a high school coach. There was a promise that he was, you know, going to bring in a class like he did last year. 2 5-stars, 5 4-stars. I mean, you know, that's just unheard of. And now the 2 5-stars from that class, not at Memphis anymore. And we're moving into the part of this Penny project where I think we're going to find out really just how good he is at coaching. So I'm curious how you think this fits into the broader Penny Hardaway project.
Well, yeah, I mean, last year was interesting in that it had so much promise. And then the year was plagued by one setback after another. You know, obviously everyone knows about the issues with the NCAA and James Wiseman. Massive setback. You know, you lose your number one centerpiece for that class and that roster. It changes things dramatically. So huge adjustment period. Then they have a 6-week period where Lester Quiñones goes down. Then they, for the final, you know, 6 games of the year, they lose DJ Jeffries to a knee injury. So they struggled mightily because 3 of their main pieces were either non-existent or missing for large chunks of the season. And now you fast forward to a season where there's not that same level of expectation. Things have been very quiet. There's been no preseason buildup where Penny Hardaway is talking about, we want all the smoke. Our goal is to win a national championship. And I think he learned from that. And part of it is, you know, COVID-19 and everything being crazy, there's not as much attention on the basketball program right now. But I think Musa Cisse allows Memphis to kind of hit the reset button on what they expected last year to be like. You know, they've got pieces coming in that people aren't really speaking about because they're low key. You know, you've got Ahmad Rand from JUCO, who's an elite level post shot blocker as well. So it gives them another defensive presence. They've got Isaiah Stokes, who was sitting out last year on his transfer from Florida. And Isaiah Stokes, according to people around the program, was given James Wiseman fits in the post before James Wiseman left in December. So you allow these guys to get older, more mature. You add more pieces than you lost. And so Musa Cisse is, it's a wait and see. You don't know that he's going to average 15 and 10 and 3.5 blocks a game. But the expectation, quietly, is that Musa Cisse can get them back to where they hoped to be last year.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting take. And it doesn't really bother you that, like, that from recruiting class last year, number one in the country, I was messing around with the class calculator on 24/7 Sports yesterday before this went down. I think with Musa, it's like 57. You know, like, I don't think I've ever seen that from number one to that low the next year. Like, that doesn't bother you?
No, not at all. I mean, the reality is that their roster didn't have a ton of holes in terms of they lost Tyler Harris to transfer to Iowa State. They lost Isaiah Maurice to graduation. And they lost Precious Achiuwa. And really, out of those three, there's really only one that had any sort of meaningful impact on last year's outcomes. And that was Precious Achiuwa. So they add more in terms of potential than they're losing in Precious Achiuwa. People forget Precious Achiuwa was not on draft boards prior to starting the season last year. We did a breakdown of the last 15 years of the number 15th ranked prospect. And over the last 15 years, only one player besides Precious Achiuwa slotted as the 15th ranked player overall ended up being one and done. And that was Kentucky's Archie Goodwin. Out of those guys, there were 3 guys that averaged legitimate elite level numbers. Archie Goodwin, James Harden, who came back to Arizona State for his sophomore year, and everybody knows how elite he is, and Precious Achiuwa. So yes, there are huge shoes to fill, But no one expected that from Precious coming into the season last year. So the hope is, again, with those pieces combined, that you're filling that need and you're getting your other guys better as well.
Yeah, I think in terms of the broader Penny project, having Precious Achiuwa, a guy who wasn't on draft boards, be able to go one and done, I think honestly does more for Memphis than having him come back for another year, just because it shows future five stars, you know, up and down from 25 to 1 that Penny can coach guys up. So that's very interesting. Last question for you. Bart Torvik has already projected out next season. He doesn't have Musa Cisse on Memphis yet. And right now he's got Memphis sitting at 18-11, number 5 in the AAC. You taking the over or under? Are you happy with that projection?
I think it's contingent upon what happens with Evansville transfer DeAndre Williams and Virginia Tech transfer Landers Nolley. Both of those guys are going to be NCAA transfer immediate eligibility appeals guys. If they're immediately eligible, the over by far. Those guys make immediate impacts for Memphis. They're elite level scorers, both of them. They give Memphis more on the wing scoring that they need. And it gives DJ Jeffries a complimentary piece to be able to have somebody else that can score the ball. But I think that 18 wins is probably without Musa, like you said. So I would definitely take the over. I think the expectation would be to at least get to that 22 win mark where they were last year. And if you get Landers and DeAndre, I think they're looking at somewhere between 25 and 28 wins. I think they're that good.
Whoa. Wait. So, okay. I told you that was the last question. But if Memphis gets all their guys, do you think they're going to be better than Houston?
Yes.
Whoa, some serious confidence from Brooks Hansen in the Memphis Tigers. Musa Cisse has you feeling good about the Tigers.
It's not just that. I mean, you're talking about an improved Boogie Ellis coming back, returning. You know, he was very mediocre to start the year. There were high expectations on Boogie Ellis, but he was very, very good down the stretch. Lester Quinones was, you know, in terms of a freshman coming in, ranked as a 64th best prospect, Lester Quinones was fantastic, and his numbers after he came back in January shooting the ball were elite. So you've got guys that, I mean, the full expectation for me, all of this is based on those guys getting better in the offseason, and I don't see any indication to tell me that they're not working on their games. From everybody I'm speaking to, they're putting in the work. I think the expectation is every guy will come back better than last year. Whew. And if and when that happens, they get those guys eligible. Yes, I think Memphis competes for the top spot in the conference and competes immediately for the AAC championship.
All right. Well, if that's the case, then you and I are going to have to check in when hopefully a basketball season starts soon. Maybe around Feast Week or as we get into conference play. Brooks Hansen is the founder of Go Tigers 24/7 and is very optimistic about the Memphis Tigers now that five-star center Musa Cisse has committed to the Tigers. Brooks, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of the 24/7 Sports College Basketball Show. Big shouts to Brooks Hansen for being patient and working with me throughout Musa Cisse's long decision process. Shouts to Travis Branham for getting a great interview. And big shouts to Musa Cisse and the Memphis Tigers. They have an exciting season ahead of them. That's really exciting. And don't forget, tomorrow we'll be back as Jonathan Kuminga, the number one prospect in the 24/7 Sports composite for the class of 2021, announces his likely reclassification to 2020 and his decision between the G League and a handful of elite college basketball programs, so you won't want to miss that. He's making his decision at 2 p.m. Eastern, so we will have an episode for you soon after there. I'm Tony Leavitt, and this is the 24/7 Sports College Basketball Show. Hope you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, rate and review on Apple Podcasts, and we'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the 24/7 Sports College Basketball Show.
Baseball baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.